What are you seeking? We are entering the Christmas season and want to be able to concentrate on the birth of Christ, but sadly, we look around and see that there's no peace in our world, our communities, and too often our families are in chaos, and our own lives are bursting for new things to unfold. How can we look to Jesus and his precious birth when the past seems a blur and the present fizzy and the future fuzzy? Today we're going to look at a group of men who stepped out of the rush of their full and busy lives and started a lengthy journey of discovery. I'm speaking about the wise men whose legendary trip has fascinated people for millennia. Are you one of them? Matthew tells us that wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." I was always fascinated by this story and watched in awe the many nativity pageants displaying the richly robed fellows as they gently presented their priceless gifts to the tiny babe. What a stark contrast they wear to the noisy, smelly shepherds. Yet both groups of visitors from high and low estate humbly bowed in worship before this newborn king. The shepherds, who also see a heavenly light, only come tumbling down from the hillsides near Bethlehem. But the wise men have to journey about 900 miles or 1,500 kilometers to stand in this simple stable. Matthew doesn't really tell us much about these men, and we have to dig into history to discover who they were. The wise men were likely priests of an ancient religion originating in Persia. They believed in one true God and sought to follow his path of truth by observing good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. They were dedicated to living lives of honesty, charity, love, moderation, and humility. As seekers of truth, these wise men would have been active readers of texts that foretold the coming of a spectacular king. The prophet Balaam, hired by King Balak to curse Israel, became overwhelmed by the Spirit of the Lord and only spoke blessings on God's people. In his final prophecy, he foretold of the coming king, saying, "The message of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with eyes wide open. I see him, but not here and now. I perceive him, but far in the distant future. A star will rise from Jacob, a scepter will emerge from Israel. Daniel, a captive Jew, renowned for his God-given wisdom, repeatedly prophesied to the kings of Persia of the coming of the Christ, and Persians throughout the ages have studied Daniel's prophecies in the same way that they've read the works of Nehemiah, Habakkuk, and Esther. In fact, through the influence of Esther's uncle Mordecai in instituting the Feast of Purim and saving the Jews from annihilation, many Persians came to follow the God of Israel. Similarly, the Persian King Cyrus, impressed with the profound insights of Daniel and touched by the stories of the spiritual courage of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, felt compelled of the Lord to allow Jews to return to their homeland. Still, many Jews decided to remain in Persia and perpetuated the impact of their faithful Jewish leaders. In fact, one Christian Iranian scholar suggests that it's probable that the high priests of the Persian kings were required to study the Old Testament and especially the prophecies of Daniel, which is strongly suggested by the wise men's eager search for the truth when the star appeared. In fact, these high priests were highly respected, and the kings looked to them for guidance and insights. Other scripture also speaks of these men. King Solomon prophesied that the king would be visited by desert nomads who will bow before him. and the western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. Similarly, the prophet Isaiah also foretells of mighty kings who will come to see your radiance, when Jerusalem's light will shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. What we do know is that these wise men were anticipating an earth-shaking event. As men who studied the stars and believed they revealed such a monumental message, they were looking heavenward for a sign. Thus, when they see the planets of Jupiter and Regulus, planets that are associated with a king, combining with the constellation of Leo, the Lion of Judah, and with the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin, rising beneath it, they know something amazing is about to happen. And all of their teaching and training and study prepares them for this moment, for they have seen a star as it rose. But they don't just sit there and discuss it. They make a plan, and no matter the cost, no matter the time, no matter the effort, they are going to seek out this astronomically and prophetically predicted king. Gathering together, they travel along the royal road, a roadway built by the Persian king Darius the Great. Isn't it interesting that this is one of the four kings for whom the prophet Daniel worked? See how many hundreds, even thousands of years in advance, God prepares the way for his word to be fulfilled. The journey from Babylon to Persia to from Babylon in Persia to Jerusalem requires a 4-month-long trip, covering that 900 miles. The wise men's first place to inquire was King Herod, thinking that the current king of the Jews must have just had a child. But how wrong they were! Have you ever had this happen? You've studied, prepared, and did all you could, and then found you're looking in the wrong place. Well, that's what's happened with the wise men. There were parts of the puzzle they hadn't yet figured out. For instance, they weren't familiar with the prophecy of Micah, but you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. They needed knowledge from another source who could tell them where the Messiah would be born. Once set on the right path, they continued to look up for guidance and watched as the star led them directly to Bethlehem, in the very place where the child was. At last, their journey was complete, and they were overcome with joy. Entering Joseph and Mary's humble home, they saw the Christ child. Immediately, they worshipped him, kneeling at the feet of this little holy child. They knew their search was over. In gratitude and delight, they presented their gifts: gold, representative of our material possessions given to God; frankincense, signifying our fragrance of Christ to the world; and myrrh, indicative of our willingness to carry our cross and suffer for him. What are we willing to give him? Tradition tells us these men were from different ethnic backgrounds, believed to be African, Middle Eastern, and European, who have come together in worship of the one true King, who unites us all together. And they bowed, as all of us will, before our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thus, this season, as you travel toward Christmas, ask yourselves these questions. What am I seeking? Where am I looking? And who am I asking? Will I surrender and worship him too? God bless you, beloved. God bless you.